shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Max Romer. To be made on his life by Dr. Fu Manchu, Nayland Smith and Dr. Petrie are trapped and held by the wily Oriental. Through the help of Karame, the Eurasian slave, they escape, and in a desperate race with death, arrive at Sir Graham's London hotel barely in time to warn him of his impending danger. Nayland Smith's warning is interrupted by the striking of the half hour past midnight, the time set by Fu Manchu for Sir Graham's death. It is followed by the weird call of fever. Cautioning Dr. Petrie and Sir Graham to silence, Nayland Smith opens the window and looks out. As he does so, he utters a strange, choked cry.
He's going up there.
Hold him!
Stand inside. Light, Dr. Light!
Nayland, are you all right?
Great heavens. Look, here around his throat.
No, nice.
Quick. Here, get that rope off. He's choking.
Good
heavens. He had presence of mind enough to find his gun and shoot.
He must have got the color, too. He's on Paul.
Oh, yes. They were on the roof.
Oh, Petrie. What? What's the Graham? Hurry. Unlock the door and get Williams, the house detective, in here.
Right, Doctor. Williams, come in. That cries to Graham. Did you shoot?
No. Get over there and help Dr. Petrie.
You bad hurt, sir?
Yeah. Walter Petrie.
Thanks. Take this, Nayland.
Just a step.
There. You'll be all right directly.
This roof. Silk. Where did you...
He tried to get him from the roof. Great Scott. And that was meant for me.
All right, Petrie, old boy. I'm all right.
Well, a close thing, that, Mr. Smith. Devilish close.
It was indeed. Thanks to you and Petrie. Well, we'll go down now to the courtyard. I want to have a look at the fellow. You come along if you wish, Sir Graham. You're safe. For tonight, at least. Well, Petrie, what do you think of that? The mark of Kali, there on his forehead. The man was a Sansiyar, a religious strangler. My unexpected resistance led the fellow to bungle the rope. You saw how it was fastened about my throat. That was unscientific.
So I thought. True method is practiced by the stranglers operating in Burma. It was quite different.
Yes. They threw the line about the victim's neck and jerked him from the window.
And of course, a man leaning from an open window would naturally be unbalanced.
It would require only a slight jerk to pitch him forward. In Burma, no loop was used, but a running line. As the victim fell, the line remained in the strangler's hand. No clue, you see. That's why everyone, including yourself, Sir Graham, was misled.
You saved my life, Inspector. The gun 5 minutes later...
But we didn't, Sir Graham.
By Jove, I might have chosen my room especially for the business.
The fellow slipped in late this evening. You, Williams, thought you saw him, didn't you?
Well, perhaps I did. I had nothing to base my suspicions on, but
I understand, Williams. But when did you first get the premonition?
I was standing at the head of the stairs in the lobby. The party was coming up, two ladies and two men.
Mm-hmm.
Something seemed to be crawling along behind them, but... When they passed me, there was nothing there. I couldn't be sure.
I know. Those fellows are as elusive as shadows. It's positively uncanny how they're able to get about.
But, Nathan, what is the motive of the call?
Partly religious and partly to awaken their victims. Now, don't ask me how Fu Manchu has gained power over the Pentagon. That man has secret knowledge of things that so far we know absolutely nothing. And yet at last we're beginning to score.
Ah, but your victory took you close to death tonight, my friend.
I owe my life to you, Petrie. Once for your strength of arm and once because Karamazov...
Don't speak of her, Leland. Fu Manchu may have discovered the part you played tonight. In which event, heaven help her.
The net's closing in, Petrie. This must be the house where we were imprisoned by Dr. Fu.
Yeah, let's hope for a big catch, eh?
Yes. At last, we're narrowing down the resources of Dr. Fu. I can hardly hope to capture him, but at least we can destroy his strongholds. And this certainly must be one.
But can we be sure, Nalem?
Well, on Weymouth map, we circled a tract of country cut by the Thames with Windsor for its center. Within that circle must be the house we escaped from last night.
Of course.
Weymouth and his men surrounded the place. Yes, this must be it, Petrie. It was made for Fu Manchu's work. See? An old mansion in extensive walled-in grounds. Mm. Petrie, look there. A gypsy caravan. That old woman on the steps.
Little help she'd be. Weymouth and his men should be close on the house by now.
Nevertheless, I want to speak to her. Maybe she is asleep. I say there. Now come here, will you?
What will you, master?
You talk to her, Nalem, and I'm going on.
I'll be along presently. Have you by any chance seen... Oh, I say. Petrie, come back here, quick.
What is it, Nalem?
Never mind me, Petrie. Catch that fellow behind the wagon. After him. Don't let him escape. It's a dacoit.
What?
There, my dear. There's no use struggling.
I'll let him go. I know nothing. Nothing.
Oh, no, of course not. But this time, young lady, I've caught you, not Petrie.
Well, the fellow got away, Nalem.
Got away? Where did he go?
Well, since he seemed to possess the attributes of a fish, I couldn't say.
He tricked you. What's that you have in your hand?
Oh, it's a knife. Someone threw it and barely missed my head.
Why, of course. He was in the water, not 3 yards from where you stood.
Hmm?
You must have seen him. Was there nothing visible on the water?
Only a wild fowl, nothing else.
Oh, a wild fowl. That's an old trick, Petrie. What you saw was a decoy. The man's head was concealed in that wild fowl. The moment you turned your back, he stood up and threw his knife. Well, it's useless to look now. He's made good his escape.
Well, I'm certainly not familiar with all the tricks of these murderous friends of yours. But why the devil are you hanging on to this old gypsy woman?
Gypsy woman? Use your eyes, man. Here, watch.
Oh, wait. Karame.
And the wet sponge will do the rest. This time, Karame, we have you.
I see. Look there, Nalem. Smoke.
Oh, confound it. Fu Manchu set fire to the place. And this time we were right. But of course, he's had plenty of time to remove his effects. The man's daring is incredible. He gives himself till the very last possible moment, and we blunder upon two of his outposts.
I lost one, Nalem. I'm sorry.
No matter, we have the other. I expect no further arrest, and the house will have been so well fired by his assistants that nothing can save it. However, we have here in Karame a lever which should serve to upset Fu Manchu's whole plan.
You need not hold me so tight, Nalem. I will come with you.
What are you going to do with her, Nalem?
Oh, nothing very drastic, old chap. After all, we owe her something. But she's coming home to Baker Street with us. There are some questions I should like her to answer. The Karame. The man who was with you outside that caravan was in Burma until quite recently. He murdered a fisherman some 30 miles above Prome just 3 months ago. The British resident had placed 1,000 rupees on his head. Am I right?
And suppose you are? What then?
Suppose I place you in the hands of the police, my dear.
As you please. The police would learn nothing.
No, I suppose not. Karame, you don't belong to the Far East. You may have Eastern blood in your veins, but you are certainly no kin of Fu Manchu.
That is true.
Will you tell me where to find Fu Manchu?
No.
Oh, I thought not. Well, I must make out my report, Petrie. Look after the prisoner, will you, old chap? I know what you can from her. She'll tell you.
I'll be in the next room. Why won't you trust us, Karame? No harm can come to you.
You have been able to protect those others? Some of them whom he has sought for?
You mean that if you speak, Fu Manchu will kill you?
Kill me? I do not fear for myself, Dr. Petrie.
Then for whom do you fear?
When I was seized and sold for a slave, my sister was taken too, and my brother, a child. My sister died in the desert. My brother lives. Ah, it were better if he had died then.
What do you mean? You speak of slave raids in the desert. Where did these things take place? Of what country are you?
Does it matter? A slave has no country. no name.
But you have a name.
As Karame or Karamane, I was sold to Dr. Fu Manchu, and my brother, too. He has spent a great deal of money to educate us. My brother is all that I have left in the world, and he is in the power of Fu Manchu. Do you understand? It is upon my brother that the blow will fall. You ask me to fight Fu Manchu. You talk of protection. Did your protection save Sir Crichton Davy?
I see.
You understand now why I cannot disobey Fu Manchu's orders, why I dare not betray him.
But he cannot revenge himself upon your brother when you are in no way to blame. We arrested you. You're not here of your own free will.
Oh, let me go. He will kill him.
I cannot, Karame.
Listen. If I tell you where Fu Manchu is to be found alone, will you solemnly promise that you will immediately go to the place where I shall guide you and release my brother? That you will let us both go free?
Karame, Nayland Smith has often accused me of weakness where you were concerned.
Nayland Smith?
Oh, you may rest assured he'll look at it fairly. He's honorable, just. I guarantee that if you speak before him, he will agree to your proposal.
You are sure?
I am.
Then call him back.
Oh, Nayland, come in, please.
Yes, Petrie. What is it?
I do not think it necessary to explain again, Dr. Petrie. Nayland Smith is a detective. I am sure he found a way to hear what I told you.
My dear. Well, yes. I overheard.
And you will help me, my brother?
Yes. We agree. We'll let you go the moment you tell us where we can find Fu Manchu.
Then listen closely. On the bank, the left bank of the Thames, 5 miles below the mansion that was burned tonight,
But that goes, Petrie. Put out the light, quick!
Shadow of Fu Manchu.